Halfway down the stairs, the abbot turned to his companions. He looked mystified.
Well, what do you make of that? Malbon was telling lies, I'm certain of it. That's not at all like her.
Skipper sat down on the worn sandstone steps.
Oh, I'm glad you said that instead of me, Father Abbot. It grieves me to think of any Redwaller being a lawyer, especially that nice old mouse.
Logalog scratched his whiskers thoughtfully.
She must have had a reason. I wonder what old Crichulus would say if we asked him.
Appademus folded both paws up his wide sleeves.
Now that's a thought. Leave this to me, friends. Let me go and have a word with our gatekeeper on my own.
With an appetite that belied his long seasons and frail appearance, Crichulus ravenously tucked into everything within paw range. He stuffed himself with toasted tea cakes, slices of heavy fruit cake, cucumber sandwiches, a cheese and celery pasty, and a large tankard of October ale. After which he retired to his beloved gatehouse and slumped in the big armchair, with his foot paws resting on a dusty old hassock. Almost immediately, he fell into a deep slumber. Appademus lifted the latch carefully and crept in, closing the door quietly behind him. Seating himself on the wide chair arm, the Father Abbot whispered into the ancient shrew's ear.
Ah, well, we're safe back in your gatehouse now, old fellow.
Crichulus moved his lips.
Safe. Redwall. Who's that?
He stirred, and the abbot stroked his paw, relaxing him.
Shh. 'Tis only Malbon. My, we were lucky out there in those woodlands, my friend. Very lucky.
Crichulus nodded in his sleep, smiling at the recollection.
I near chopped my foot paw off with that hatchet. Vermin scum. Good job, Skipper arrived. Logalog, too. Redwallers. True friends, you know. Those stoats were going to kill us. But they're still running.
Appademus leaned closer, whispering urgently.
We were running, too, last night, through the woodlands. Me and you running. What was it that was after us?
Crichulus thrust a paw out in front of him, his face screwed up. Shaking his head from side to side, he gave a hoarse, high-pitched whimper.
They're in the grass, coming towards us. Oh, Malbon, oh, that smell, it's everywhere. Can't you hear the grass moving? Run!
I say, either of you two chaps spotted that scallywag Ruggum? Oops, sorry. Were you taking a nap?